Side 7.
Each blow from Indiana drew blood, and Terry was on the ropes. I disagree with your figures, sir, he managed to say. We created jobs in Indiana. Is that so? Lake said sardonically. He pulled up a sheet of paper from his podium, as if it were a federal indictment against Governor Terry. Maybe you did. But during your 4 years, almost 60,000 ex-workers signed up for unemployment, he announced without looking at the paper. Sure, Terry had had a bad 4 years as governor, but the economy had gone south on him. He had explained all this before, and he'd love to do it again, but gosh, he had only a few short minutes on national television. Surely he shouldn't waste it splitting hairs about the past. This race is not about Indiana, he said, managing a smile. It's about all 50 states. It's about working people everywhere who'll be expected to pay more taxes to finance your gold-plated defense projects, Mr. Lake. You can't be serious about doubling the Pentagon's budget. Lake looked hard at his opponent. I'm very serious about it, and if you wanted a strong military, you'd be serious too. He then rattled off a string of statistics that went on and on, each building on the other. It was conclusive proof of our military unreadiness, and when he finally finished, our armed forces would have been hard-pressed to invade Bermuda. But Terry had a study to the contrary, a thick, glossy manuscript produced by a think tank run by ex-admirals. He waved it for the cameras and argued such a buildup was unnecessary. The world was at peace, with the exception of a few civil and regional wars, disputes in which we had no national interest, and the United States was by far the only superpower left standing. The Cold War was history. The Chinese were decades away from achieving anything remotely resembling parity. Why burden the taxpayers with tens of billions in new hardware? They argued for a while about how to pay for it, and Terry scored minor points. But they were on Lake's turf, and as the issue dragged on, it became evident that Lake knew far more than the governor. Lake saved his best for last. During his 10-minute recap, he returned to Indiana and continued the miserable list of Terry's failures there during his sole term. The theme was simple and very effective. If he can't run Indiana, how can he run the entire nation? I'm not knocking the people of Indiana, Lake said at one point. In fact, they had the wisdom to return Mr. Terry to private life after only one term. They knew he was doing a terrible job. That's why only 38% of them voted for him when he asked for 4 more years. 38%. We should trust the people of Indiana. They know this man. They've seen him govern. They made a mistake, and they got rid of him. It would be sad if the rest of the country now made the same mistake. The instant polls gave a solid win to Lake. Deepak called 1,000 voters immediately after the debate. Almost 70% thought Lake was the better of the two.